I do not believe it, Robert Jordan said. Also, you said that Blanquette smelled this just before the paseo, just before the bullfight started. Now, this was a successful action here of you and Kashkin and the train. He was not killed in that. How could you smell it, then?
That has nothing to do with it, Pilar explained. In the last season of Ignacio Sanchez Mejias, he smelled so strongly of death that many refused to sit with him in the café. All gypsies knew of this.
After the death, such things are invented, Robert Jordan argued. Everyone knew that Sanchez Mejias was on the road to a coronada because he had been too long out of training, because his style was heavy and dangerous, and because his strength and the agility in his legs were gone and his reflexes no longer as they had been.
Certainly, Pilar told him, all of that is true. But all the gypsies knew also that he smelled of death, and when he would come into the Via Rosa, you would see such people as Ricardo and Felipe Gonzalez leaving by the small door behind the bar.
They probably owed him money, Robert Jordan said.
It is possible, Pilar said, very possible. But they also smelled the thing, and all knew of it.
What she says is true, Inglés, the gypsy Raphael said. It is a well-known thing among us.
I believe none of it, Robert Jordan said.
Listen, Inglés, Anselmo began. I am against all such wizardry, but this Pilar has the fame of being very advanced in such things.
But what does it smell like? Fernando asked. What odor has it? If there be an odor, it must be a definite odor.
You want to know, Fernandito? Pilar smiled at him. You think that you could smell it?
If it actually exists, why should I not smell it as well as another?
Why not?
Pilar was making fun of him, her big hands folded across her knees.
Hast thou ever been aboard a ship, Fernando?
Nay, and I would not wish to.
Then thou might not recognize it, for part of it is the smell that comes when on a ship there is a storm and the portholes are closed up. Put your nose against the brass handle of a screwed-tight porthole on a rolling ship that is swaying under you, so that you are faint and hollow in the stomach, and you have a part of that smell.
It would be impossible for me to recognize, because I will go on no ship, Fernando said.
I have been on ships several times, Pilar said, both to go to Mexico and to Venezuela.
What's the rest of it? Robert Jordan asked. Pilar looked at him mockingly, remembering now, proudly, her voyages.
All right, Inglés, learn. That's the thing, learn. All right. After that of the ship, you must go down the hill in Madrid to the Puente de Toledo, early in the morning to the Matadero, and stand there on the wet paving when there is a fog from the Manzanares, and wait for the old women who go before daylight to drink the blood of the beasts that are slaughtered. When such an old woman comes out of the Matadero, holding her shawl around her, with her face gray and her eyes hollow, and the whiskers of age on her chin and on her cheeks set in the waxen white of her face as the sprouts grow from the seed of the bean, not bristles, but pale sprouts in the death of her face. Put your arms tight around her, Inglés, and hold her to you, and kiss her on the mouth, and you will know the second part that odor is made of.
That one has taken my appetite, the gypsy said. That of the sprouts was too much.
Do you want to hear some more? Pilar asked Robert Jordan.
Surely, he said. If it is necessary for one to learn, let us learn.
That of the sprouts in the face of the old women sickens me, the gypsy said. Why should that occur in old women, Pilar? With us it is not so.
Nay, Pilar mocked at him. With us the old woman, who was so slender in her youth, except, of course, for the perpetual bulge that is the mark of her husband's favor, that every gypsy pushes always before her.
Do not speak thus, Raphael said. It is ignoble.
So thou art hurt, Pilar said. Hast thou ever seen a gitana who was not about to have, or just to have had, a child?
Thou!
Leave it, Pilar said. There is no one who cannot be hurt. What I was saying is that age brings its own form of ugliness to all. There is no need to detail it. But if the Inglés must learn that odor that he covets to recognize, he must go to the Matadero early in the morning.